Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye!
Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. It feels like an eternity since I said that last. It feels like I've been in such a deep dive with all of the Podmas in July episodes that I have actually forgotten how to do a normal, longer podcast. So here we are, back into the swing of things. And today's episode is something that's a mashup of one that I wanted to do a while ago, and it's celebrations. Because at the beginning of the year, I had a wedding, I had a birthday, I had the anniversary of a podcast, well, this particular podcast, and I don't feel I had time to celebrate it properly. So that is the theme of this episode, celebrations. Firstly, I'm celebrating this podcast continuing, because doing Podmas in July was a big step in terms of building the habit, but continuing it and actually taking time to stop, look at what I've done, celebrate that I got it done, and then move forward is an important thing that I want to continue to do. Because a lot of times as human beings, we tend to be on to the next one, and that is part of hustle culture that I don't agree with, I don't subscribe to, and I don't focus on. So for me, taking time to celebrate the 31 episodes I put out in 1 month, which my mom reminded me about today, blew my mind. Taking time to celebrate is something essential we all need to do, whether it's small things for ourselves or bigger things with others. That is something very important. So first and foremost, celebrating that milestone of getting that done, getting back into the swing of things, and to motivate myself to keep going. Next thing is to celebrate this podcast in and of itself. It celebrated 2 years in February, and I will be the first to admit there was not continuous episodes. I knew I took a break last year, I took a break this year, and that's like months. For me, it wasn't very continuous, but I never gave it up completely. And there was a lot of times I wanted to, especially this year being so hard on me mentally. There was a chance I was just going to be like, you know what, forget it. I tried it, it didn't work. No, I kept going. I got back into it, and here we are. So celebrating the podcast in and of itself, definitely something I'm sad I missed out on in the beginning of the year, but I know I needed that break and I'm better for it. So yeah, but celebrating things, because I love theming episodes around different celebrations. Having to give up the one in February, because that was like such a hard-hitting one. There was Valentine's Day, because I love love. There was the podcast anniversary after Valentine's. There was my birthday on the 22nd, and then there was a wedding at the end of the month. So there was a lot of things going on, and a bridal shower, because before weddings you get bachelor and bachelorettes. So there was like a kitchen tea kind of a thing going on, which was fun. But essentially, I celebrated those things and didn't celebrate throughout the rest of the year on the podcast, which I love to do, especially for Easter. I took my mom and sister out for lunch. We got the Lindt Easter bunnies as per usual, and that was something fun I like to celebrate, especially because it's such a long weekend. And I remember doing a lot of stuff in the month of April, which is like, oh, I could have done that. So the fact that I missed out on those celebrations upset me. But now that I can look back and realize I've got so much more to enjoy. Because looking at the calendar for the rest of this year in South Africa, we have a public holiday on the 9th, which is Women's Day, and then we have one on the 24th of September. On Women's Day, it's a Tuesday, cool, middle of the week, public holiday, yay, you can take leave, you can have long weekend, whatever, whatever, whatever. Unfortunately, the one in September on the 24th is on a Saturday. You don't get a long weekend, you don't get an extension, nothing. So those are like fun things I would love to talk about. Having the opportunity to celebrate on the podcast is nice, but I missed so many that passed, especially ones like Youth Day. That is something essential not only to me, because I'm younger than I think I am, but also for the country as a whole, because it did a lot for our youth empowerment and justice and freedom for all and things like that. So that is something I would have loved to emphasize and bring more awareness about. Celebrating is very important. One thing I wanted to do for myself at the end of last month, which was Sunday, Monday, depending on how you look at it, was celebrate the podcast and Podmas and just take a self-care day. Because today is Tuesday, the podcast is going up at 9 a.m, which, yay, I'm getting this done. But I've got a lot of other things going on, which is nice. I'm going to a friend for supper tonight, but I still have a life to live. And not everything needs to happen at once. Not everything has to be done in this very second. So for me, taking time out to actually celebrate, to enjoy the moment, to just be at peace for once, is something I definitely encourage. And I'm definitely looking forward to celebrating the rest of this year and every other milestone I hope to achieve, especially getting this podcast up and running on YouTube. That is going to take some time. That is something I'm going to need to figure out, but I'm all for it. I'm here for the rest of this year and the challenges that come, because I cannot wait for it. I'm very, very excited, and I feel like I've been rambling. I'm not sure what more there is to say, except I missed out on quite a few celebrations, and I hope I don't miss out on any more, no matter how big or small. But I'll keep you updated. I will say, getting back into the swing of things was easier than I expected, especially after Podmas, but it's still a learning curve. Last night's episode was a bit of a hard thing to get out, but I did. Or rather, Sunday night's episode. But I'm here for it, because I know I've got a better plan going forward. And the rest of the year is half mapped out. Not gonna lie, not everything is ready, but I have a vague idea of what I can do. And the beauty of it is, ideas come to you when you least expect it, but going with the flow is more important. You know, not everything has to be figured out. Not everything has to be set in stone. You don't have to know exactly what's going to happen to just enjoy the ride. So that is it. Enjoy the ride. That's it for me for this episode. I will see you in next week's episode, not tomorrow's episode. And keep being a better being. I'm done. Love you. Bye.